with Shaw now running the podcast. Into the ground. Jared and Adam decided to start a new podcast. Here is one of those brilliant podcast ideas.
Bruh, I could fart into a microphone and make a better podcast than that. Hey, give me your microphone.
Hi and welcome to Star Wars Rise of Skywalker Strikes Back. My name is Adam Prue.
I'm Jared McKinley.
And this is the podcast that is going to decide whether or not Rise of Skywalker is a good film.
There's mixed reviews. People aren't going to know what to believe. This is what to believe.
This is the definitive answer.
That's how definitive.
Exactly. So it's DE hyphen definitive.
Exactly.
Answer on whether or not this film is good, because like you said, critics are saying, hey, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Fans are saying it's great.
Yeah.
And we're saying, well, we don't know yet. You know what I mean? That's what you're here to find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, spoiler alert, obviously, for this podcast and for Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen the movie,
do yourself a favor.
Hang around till the end, the conclusion.
We're going to reveal that we're related to Palpatine.
It's obvious when you see us shooting sparks out our fingers.
And we have no legs. connected to two cranes. That is our rap group, Two Cranes. Yeah, so Jared, Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars, in the other order, is what the film's called. But we've seen it, obviously, Jared.
Yep.
Going into that theatre, what was your final thought?
I had high hopes, Adam.
Yeah.
But I was a bit nervous, okay? After the last Star Wars movie.
Last Jedi.
Exactly, that's what it's called.
R.I.P.
I was nervous and excited at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I think I was with you.
You were with me. We went together.
We went in there feeling the same, Jared. I'm with you.
Mm.
Come out of the theatre, light speed, skipped, straight to the toilet. After we went to the toilet, we hit the internet and then we're seeing reviews saying, this is the worst Star Wars film ever. Then there's articles about those reviews. And mind you, we saw it on premiere day, not worldwide release day.
Mm.
A handful of people really had seen it.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's the worst. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking in my head, and I'm thinking in your head.
You were.
Are we crazy? It was 57% on Rotten Tomato at that time of night, and then the next day, 87% audience. So, is it good or bad, Jared? That's what we need to know.
And that's what we're going to find out.
Were we deceived? Was it like Ben Kenobi telling young little Luke that Darth Vader killed his dad, when really they're one and the same? Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen those films. So, what we've done, we've gone to that very internet that told us this movie is crap.
Yep.
And we've found a list from therap.com. So, this is the best way to do it, I think, Jared. They've got the 20 worst parts of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. Now, Jared, this list is a bit out of order. I'm not happy with the order it goes in. So I don't know what order this is. Like, I know it's out of order, but I don't know whether this is the most heinous thing they've ever seen on cinema screens, or this is the least heinous. So firstly, Jared, number one, 1,000 Death Stars. That's what the
title. Did they count them, or?
Or they being over dramatic?
So they weren't Death Stars, they were Dorito ships.
Yes, of course. Everyone knows the Dorito ships. But they all had the capabilities of the Death Star, aka blowing up a planet, which they blew up Kajimi.
I guess I was a little bit taken back when I saw how many there were, and I'm thinking.
So he's on Exegol.
No one knows he's there.
Exegol, which I take for
knee inflammation.
Yeah, and elbow inflammation.
Hmm.
It's like limitless. Yeah, so he's on Exegol.
I'm like, where do they make all this shit, you know? And without people knowing, but it makes sense. Because this planet, no one knows where it is. No one can sense. No one knows what's going on. He's hidden there for that long. So this is it. This is their one bank, guaranteed, take over the galaxy.
Do we assume that he has built this during the original? Like, this is his backup? Because the Sith is obviously billions of years old.
I think
right?
This is since he was in hiding.
It's since then?
Yeah.
So he didn't have it when Darth was knocking about.
No. When he
was the Senate with Anakin.
No.
Has to be some crossover with the original trilogy, because where does he get the troops from? Like, if he died, how's he hiring people to go, hey, want a job, kid? Want a sweet red stormtrooper outfit? Come to Exegol.
Yeah, so they did have a whole planet full of people in spaceships and shit.
I'm going to say clones. There you
go. Didn't really say where, you know.
Yeah, that's one of the ones where you go, I'm going to assume it's a clone.
Obviously, they need a big threat. And how many, what are they going to have, another Death Star?
I think it's a world filled with, you know, people throwing around spaceships with their hands. Like, I don't think it's hard to think that, oh, well, they've got the capability to build one laser. Let's build a heap of them.
Yeah, like a production line. Once you know how to make one, that's it.
It's easy. Bang, bang, smash them out. Because the second one is, I guess, like Palpatine raising a whole fleet of Dorito chips from a planet.
Mm.
The final battle has a fleet of random spaceships.
Yeah.
Random people. They're people, Jared.
Yeah, they're people.
Out of nowhere, seemingly, they're saying the Rebel fleet from nowhere. That's the second thing they hate about Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. Can you defend the film, Jared? Please answer the question in 25 words or less.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why that's seemingly impossible. They explain in the movie that there's people out there.
Yeah.
That are allies.
Yeah.
With the rebellion.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Lando's job's to go find them all, basically.
Yeah, and he's a persuasive guy. All he has to go, hey, we're going to find the bad guys. Hey. Everyone's going to go with Lando.
Well, I would.
You can't say no to Lando.
No way.
And even all the films have dealt with this. The Empire's suppressing the people.
Yeah, every planet has people that hate the Empire, so...
Yeah. And that's where the rebellion's formed, and yeah, they didn't turn up in the last film, but who would? Cool. But they turn up for this one because they go, hey, JJ's back, we're coming back.
Yeah, I sort of thought, oh, well, it's good to see that everyone...
It's the Avengers Endgame moment, yeah, where everyone turns up. Eagle-Eye Cherry fans will notice in the film, and Eagle-Eye viewers will notice that apparently, and this is thanks to the internet, that Mandalorian's crest ship is in that armada of spaceships. But obviously we're not going to say who's driving it. You know, is it Mando? Is it Baby Yoda?
Who knows yet?
Obviously a little Easter egg for the fans of Star Wars.
During the day, like, oh, instead of designing another ship, we got, no one will notice.
They just went in the database. What ships we got? Yeah, put that one in. Paste. Gungans. No, we don't want the Gungan one. All right, so that's number two. I loved it. I loved that scene.
Yeah, I thought we needed something big for the final.
And then number three, we touched on him. Who would? Mr. Palpatino. Now, obviously, the crawl reveals it.
Straight away, yeah.
Straight away. Palpatine's back, baby.
We all knew that.
I really think that Palpatine being the start, Kylo Ren finding him, yes, it's rushed. But I think JJ saying this is how I would have ended 8.
Because
imagine 8 ended like that. Set up, Palpatine, big mystery, what's going on? For what JJ did at the start, like, he come in and go,
yeah, so
you left him with nothing. You left him with Broom Boy. That's about it.
Yeah, so he had to basically set up something for the movie for him to actually work with.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why Rian Johnson, like, he made the film, didn't someone in the tea room at Disney go, mate, you know we're making another one. It's guaranteed. You don't have to wrap it up. Like, I understand all these blockbuster films that go, oh, this probably will get a sequel, but we're not sure, so we're not going to do a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You could have done 16 cliffhangers on the end of Last Jedi, true? Because you knew there was a third one coming, regardless. Yeah. But in that, we're going to tie it up, Broom Boy, bang. And Broom Boy didn't even get a look in this one. So there you go, Ryan. Take that. You know what I mean? Obviously, the big reveal. This is what got me excited. This is what I yelled at the screen, told you so. Finally, we find out what Rey's heritage is. Is she a Skywalker? Is she a Solo? Is she a Binks? What is she, Jared?
She's a Palpatine, Adam. You're probably the only one who called it early and said...
Palpatine. I did say daughter, but obviously granddaughter, well, Palpatine.
That's still,
same thing.
Still
I'll take that. Because you wanted her to be a Skywalker, obviously. I think it's sort of like those two type of fans that wanted Palpatine, wanted Skywalker. They pleased both.
Yep.
And said, oh, well, she is a Palpatine, but she's going to take the name Skywalker. So everyone's happy. Why can't we have both? Little taco girl, let's say. Can I just get on my high space horse for 1 second?
Yep.
A lot of complaints go, this is fan service. This is what the fans want. Oh, it's too much of that. It's like we're fans. That's what you want in a film. It's like going to McDonald's and ordering a Big Mac. Are you upset you did get a Big Mac when you paid for a Big Mac? So I don't understand that argument, but that's the easiest, cheapest way to bag a film like Marvel or Star Wars. Is go, oh, that's fan service. They rave about Mandalorian, which I think is fan service every week. It's like, hey, there's a Tusken Raider. Hey, remember that droid you loved?
Yeah.
All right, let me get down from that high space horse, Jared. The granddaughter of Palpatine is Rey. What did you think? Were you happy, shocked, or upset that they went that way?
I was just happy that there was an answer, to be honest. I wasn't upset. What I liked about this story, Adam, we never knew what was going to happen. We were guessing, oh, I think, oh, this is going to happen. And there was a few times we'd lean over and say, oh, bang. And we thought we knew it was going to happen. Yeah. And it didn't lay out the way we thought it was going to lay out.
Yeah.
And I think they did it really well. Even her being a Palpatine, there was a hint that, well, maybe she's going to turn bad. And we just didn't know till the end.
And even when it's revealed, basically, that she's a Palpatine, we weren't 100%. We thought, oh, no, it's going to be another twist.
Yeah.
Where she's actually Skywalker. He's saying that to turn her to the dark side.
Yeah.
It kept you guessing. All right, so number five, Jared. So Luke and Leia knew about Rey's lineage the whole time. So this, the rap.com, upset that, why didn't Leia and Luke say anything to her that she was a Palpatine? Again, if she was a Skywalker, everyone would go, oh, why didn't Luke say that? Why didn't Leia say that? She's a Palpatine. No one wants to hear that.
Mm.
You know, it's like hearing you got herpes. You don't want to know. You don't want to know, mate. You know what I mean? TheRap.com. So far, you're swinging and missing.
Yeah, crap.com.
Here's the biggest. You might as well snap the bat over your face and go hit the showers. Number six, Leia died for no reason. Now, this makes me sniff. Makes me bloody sniff out a rat that they didn't actually watch the film. Jared. Does it make you sniff?
It makes me sniff.
Sniff a rat, doesn't it?
This makes me sniff in rage.
Rage sniff?
Exactly.
What do you take for that? Exegol.
That's right. How they can say for nothing.
It's like saying Han died for no reason.
She died to save her son.
She died for pretty much the same reason why Han died. Yeah, trying to save her son.
And we already knew that she was weaker. Hints of her getting, you know, weak and tired and struggling a bit.
Yeah.
And it was taking a lot out of her. And obviously died for nothing. She died for rebellion.
Yeah.
That she'd been fighting her whole life for.
Yeah.
And to save her son.
Exactly. When she obviously force connect with her son.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren, aka Ben. Basically stopped him and enough time for Rey to stab him with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Do you think, A, that she was trying to get in touch with him, like ring him, to say, hey, Ben, stop being a bad dude.
Yeah.
I'm your mum. Or was it, B, to stop him so Rey could stab, like she knew that Rey could stab Ben to kill him, to stop him being a bad dude? Or C, that she knew that Rey could heal him and possibly give him over to the light side of the Force. It's hard. You never know, obviously.
You never know for sure, but I think it was more that she wanted to... She basically says that everything depends on them with this mission that they're on. And I think she knew that it meant whether or not her son died. Like, I think she knew that it was more important that they succeeded. So I think that she did what she did with the hope that, A, it might make him turn... Not turn good, but it might... You know, make him stop doing what he's doing and help Rey. I don't think, she did it with the intention of him to die.
Yeah, but it was a bonus, obviously, that Rey could revive him.
Yeah.
And then, but that's what I mean. All that happened because Leia died. So to use whatever screen footage they had and to make it such an important piece of the film, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because then you've got Han, his dad, and his mother at the end doing this similar thing. Basically changing the whole movie because of that. So I think, how can you not say that's brilliant?
And it's what we all wanted to see too. We all wanted to see Kylo be a good
guy and
redeemed. And what I loved is, like you said, we saw Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. So we saw the originals from the original trilogy.
Yeah.
We saw them all one last time. Plus, Chewbacca and Lando.
Yeah.
So we saw the original crew. For us who we grew up watching it as kids, and obviously big Star Wars fans throughout our life, it does touch. That's why we watch movies, because we want to feel something. We want to be either laugh, scared, whatever.
I think there's so many moments of heart or whatever you want to call it that they managed to do in Rise of Skywalker,
and it was good that this movie managed to bring some emotion out of us.
Yeah, I agree.
Which the last one didn't.
Yeah,
the last one didn't.
At all.
No.
While in this scene, the Han Solo return, that was a show. I didn't expect that at all.
No, because for a second I was thinking, what is this meant to be? Is like Force? Something? Yeah. But
and obviously they point out, no, I'm just your memory.
Yeah,
people don't go, he can't be a Force ghost.
Yeah, it's like him basically forgiving himself, almost what he should have done the first time.
That's right. For those very scenes that, well, thankfully JJ came back and did. Because obviously a lot of this mirrors the first one in those themes. It's hard when, I know Rian Johnson, it's shit, blah, blah, blah. But it's hard to do three films as one story and have different people come in. Too many cooks.
Spoil
the broth. Here we go. Number seven on the list, the Knights of Ren. They didn't like the Knights of Ren, or they just say the Knights of Ren. I don't know whether they didn't like them, they weren't used enough.
You know, like they didn't do a lot.
Yeah.
They sort of, we just saw them in the background a few
like
times.
Standing on a cliff like a boy band at one stage with the camera revolving around them.
So, look, they look cool, and I think we were waiting for
to do something.
To do something, and never really happened.
I think it was a bit like, oh, I've got to put them in here somehow.
Yeah.
The one scene they really had was fighting Kylo when he was good.
A challenge for him, I guess.
But I mean, how strong are these guys? We don't even know. Like,
well, obviously, they don't have any force. No.
I mean, they seem to give Kylo a good run. Was he weakened, I guess, when he went to the light side then? Sure, obviously he wasn't as strong after he came back. And I think because he wasn't drawing from the dark side power, I guess, he wasn't as strong.
I'm not going to say that it was a big negative for the movie. I did think there was maybe going to be something more. They didn't really do much.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they needed it.
Yeah.
It didn't. There wasn't the missing ingredient. Oh, I wish there was more Knights of Ren stuff.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they were part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were more than The Last Jedi did with them.
They basically, they said that Kylo and the Knights of Ren have been going around.
Doing stuff. I mean, I guess they were at the start too when he was tracking down the GPS system to Exegol.
Yeah.
But what about, here's the biggest fucking guy that got sidelined in this movie. When I went into that movie, I said, I hope fucking Kylo's helmet gets fixed by a Cyclops monkey. Like, what was that thing? Do you remember him?
Yeah, was that
a nightmare? What was going on there? Like a monkey with the Cyclops visor on, fixing the helmet. Shh.
Yeah, I was thinking, why is there a monkey here? Like,
I
don't know. Surely they could have had someone who fits in with the Star Wars universe. Like, besides just a monkey. That was a weird scene.
It was a weird scene.
Yeah.
All right, our number 8, The Resurrection. The resurrection meaning... So the resurrection they're referring to is Rey, as in Kylo resurrecting her.
Mm.
They didn't like it.
Yeah, well, look, they explain in the movie that... But so there's like a dyad in the Force where Kylo and Rey are linked, and this is something that's very rare, and that's what gives them a bit more power and this connection. And when they change shit, we sort of go... Oh. Like when we saw Rey heal Kylo, we sort of go, is that acceptable?
Yeah, and it's like in Last Jedi when, you know, Luke Skywalker does a long-distance phone call of himself. That's a new thing in the Force. So, it's a new... We've never seen it before, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, is it outside the possibility of what we know the Force is? No, I don't think so. It's about life. It's the life balance. It's basically essence they're using. It's like Goku when he does a big bloody Kamehameha. He's drawing from the Earth. I think that's a similar thing.
Because you can understand it without too much explanation. I think you go, all right, fair enough.
It's not like you need someone to go, hey, you know, you don't need that robot to explain everything. Because that's basically what he was there for. I don't know about that. That's the droid, the new droid. Dio, was it?
Yeah, he didn't do much.
I think he just explained, sort of helped Rey get to where she needs to be, remembering her parents, blah, blah, blah. What about R2-D2? Maybe give him a bit more screen time.
Well, he's been in plenty of movies. I think
he's had his day, huh? He sold his toys. We need a new one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dio. I think it was fine. Like you said, they've got a link. They've explained that in the movies that they've got a link, that something else is between them that is stronger.
Mm.
I don't think that maybe everyone can resurrect anyone. I think maybe because it was between them two resurrecting
each other. They were connected by the Force.
I reckon it's like, you know, with a Samsung, you can charge each other's phone. It's the same thing. Yeah. People don't go, oh, that doesn't make sense. Samsung. All right, so hit number 9. This is, when we say heart, this got me up in many ways. Of course, the kiss between Rey and Kylo, aka Benny Boy.
Yep. And we see him smile for the first time.
That smile, baby. That got you. You loved that smile, didn't you, Jared? You were excited about the smile.
I was definitely, it was a bit of a heart moment. And it was good to see Kylo redeemed and sort of be a good guy.
Mm.
And it was sad to see.
And a human moment for him. We haven't seen him as a human, really.
No.
Just like as a dark, brooding, emo dude.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, Harrison Ford and
Leia kissed. Luke and Leia kissed.
No, so,
and Lando and the robot.
So Solo and Leia were his parents, and we love.
Spoiler alert.
We love them. And
yeah.
Obviously, we don't want their kid to be the bad douchebag.
Yes, of course.
As well.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something about Kylo that we like. You know, he's not even a villain that you hate.
No.
He's a villain that we want.
And it's strange how they did this, because you got to think, he's killed one of your favorite characters.
Yeah, and I don't know how I managed to get
over
it.
And you still like him for some reason. Like, obviously, acting abilities plays a lot.
Yeah.
The writing, the storyline, obviously.
Mm.
But, yeah, to pull off someone like that, using the Force, now you can't do that.
Yeah,
that's I've checked with Force the Jedi code, we can't do that. Mm. You know, Mace Windu tried to do it with Yoda. Look at how that turned out. Yeah, I think, yeah, for someone to do something heinous like that.
Mm.
And well, I think we've spoken before.
We have spoken yeah. before. This is not our first conversation.
Exactly. You think it is, but it's not. About how can they... do they need to redeem him? Can they redeem him?
I said no. I was like, no.
I didn't think they could.
They can't redeem him now. That's it.
So, again, to pull that off...
What I like is, yeah, that he was redeemed, but...
He died.
Well, I didn't like that he died, but no, it made sense that he died because... And he sort of disappeared into the Force, like he was good again. Like, same with Darth Vader when he, last minute, sort of did a good deed and, well, we thought killed Palpatine.
Yeah, well... You fucked that up, didn't you, Vader?
but it was good.
Bloody
to see.
Anakin can't get anything right, can he?
No, he's fucking hopeless, mate. So he went to the Force, and it sort of made sense. Obviously, after all the people that he's killed and stuff, that most of the rebels and stuff wouldn't open arms hug him. You know,
no, they wouldn't kiss him on the mouth.
No, but like Rey. Because Rey has an understanding of the Force and
knows that
how much confusion and whatever there can be.
Yeah.
It made sense for her to, you know, accept. And what she wanted him to be good too.
Yeah.
And she could sense it, I think. Because
remember,
as well.
She almost went to the dark side when she said, I'm going to destroy him. And Finn's like, that's not like you.
Remember? So, obviously, in this, they made a little bit more with Finn. Obviously, he likes Rey. Was he going to tell her that he loved her?
I think when they were in that quicksand, I think that was the moment when I've got something to tell you.
But he never ever says anything about it later. Like, it's just forgotten about.
I didn't know whether there was like a love, Exegol track, a love thing. Because there was Rey, obviously. Then there was Kylo. So there was something going on there.
Yeah, between Kylo and Rey.
We didn't know. Like, they were, you know, force texting news to each other in last show. Then there was Finn. Obviously, we're pretty sure he had the hots for Rey.
Yeah.
But I think Rey had him in the friend zone.
Yeah, it seemed that way.
Then there's Big Poe. Sexy Poe.
Mm.
You know, one hell of a pilot Poe. Even in this, the start, I thought, oh, they're creating a Leia-Han type relationship where, oh, they hate each other, but they really want to bang type thing. And then you have Rose, who likes Finn.
Well, she did in the last one, but this one, I don't know.
I think so. And then Lando.
And that young girl at the end.
Young girl. Gap-tooth horse rider. I think that's her name in the movie. Come into it. And Finn seemed to have a thing with her.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he forgot. So did Lando... was trying to pick up Gap-tooth horse rider, or was that hinting at his daughter? Or there's a weird scene. Like,
that was a weird scene. We both looked at each other.
I don't know. Well, let's find out. Like, was there a scene they cut out where he ripped out a paternity test? Let's find out. You know what I mean? Like,
unless they're opening a TV series with Lando
Gap. And maybe his daughter. Who's your space daddy? Come to Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't know. He was definitely always pretty happy.
He was on the spice, mate. He's not the spice, that's for sure.
He was still smuggling that shit.
He's smuggling up his nose. And then also you had Poe with sexy Daft Punk, aka Kerry Russell. What did you think of her? She was all right. New character.
Yeah.
Did she have the bad haircut from Felicity? Maybe she needed that helmet when that came out.
Yeah.
Did you see the ratings on that? I think she was good. I think so there's a lot of love in this film.
It was a lot, but no one was together. It was a lot
until Kylo and Rey at the end.
Mm.
Do you think, like, when Palpatine and Vader were kicking about, talking, discussing, thinking, oh, one day my granddaughter's going to bang your grandson?
Probably not, but they didn't bang.
Yeah, but you think Leia and Luke didn't bang, so who knows what you...
As soon as you see someone kiss, you're like, oh, they banged.
If they've got the Force, I think it's the same kind of... I think it's
I'm
the
just
equivalent.
Curious of what you call banging. Like,
I've banged heaps of girls, mate. Hey, look at my mouth. It's red from banging. I'm a machine. Don't worry about that. Yeah, I think it's annoying when you have to put a condom on your tongue. Star Wars.
I like what they did with Finn this movie. He was a bit more brave and...
Just a lot of yelling at stuff. He loved to yell.
Yeah, he did.
Rey! Like when she's fighting Kylo...
He's not distracting
her. Rey! What are you going to do yelling at her? Yeah. How are you helping anyone?
Yeah, that... But I was sort of like, shut up, mate.
Like, but I like him yelling. Like, he does. He yells good. Like,
yeah,
just keep doing all that. No. You know what I mean? But he, yeah, definitely more things for him to do in the film. I did like them all together.
Mm.
Like, hey, this is the team.
Yeah,
we're all together now.
It was like, you know, the original trilogy with Han, Luke. Like, it was they were the original team, Chewie. Yeah. And this one, they feel like a tight unit, like like a little family.
What about C-3PO? I thought he's actually good in this. He's annoying, but to use that annoyance, I think they did it. This was the best sort of version of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially with Poe, I think that's the dynamic you need. Someone who doesn't like him at all.
Yeah, but then the scene when they were gonna switch off his memory.
So even that's a bit of a
emotional moment. Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, I'm taking one last look at my friends."
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, "God damn, we don't." He annoys us and shit, but
he's been there through it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of that throughout this movie, and it was good that there might be a scene like that, but then there was a bit of comedy not long after or something.
Yeah, just to lighten it up. Yeah, like the torch gag. I liked the saber torch.
Yeah. So there was a lot of little funny moments. Yeah. Not too much that it became a comedy movie, but
not like throwing the lightsaber as soon as you get it, Luke Skywalker style. Number 10, the death. So we sort of discussed that. They weren't happy with the death. I don't know what they're happy with, but he died.
He had to die because no one could.
Welcome back, Kylo. Your dreams. Yeah.
Obviously, after what he's done, he's never going to be liked by many.
All right, 11. The Force can literally do anything. We've crossed that off the list.
Yep.
12. Chewie died, but actually didn't. Now,
why is that something that they don't like?
Do they want him to die, or they didn't want him to die?
I thought that was good.
Are they upset he didn't die? Like. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's a shocking moment, and it's people go, oh, that's not fair. He's actually alive, but this is what you want. You want that. Oh my God.
I didn't want him to be dead.
Exactly, but you want...
You want to feel something while you're watching the movie, and that was like, oh, no, I can't believe they've killed Chewie.
And I thought it was a great scene.
Yeah.
That, like, fuck. And obviously, the first time you see lightning fingers.
Yeah, that was cool as.
But I thought it was a great scene, and yeah, good. We're all happy. Like... We've got that shocking, that's fucked up.
Yeah. But then it gave us like a relief and something that made us go, oh, fuck yeah, Chewie's not dead.
It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Why can't we have both, Taco Girl? All right, so 13, C-3PO got his memory wiped, but then got it back again. I don't know which one they didn't like or
They explained that R2 keeps a backup.
Exactly.
File.
They said that. We set it up.
But it wasn't right up to date.
Yeah, yeah.
But, it was close enough.
Yeah, so we knew he was going to get it back. Number 14, Poe is Han Solo's backstory now. There's a spice smuggler.
Yeah. Spice runner, they call spice it. Which runner. Is spice...
Spice girl.
He seems like that type of guy, though.
I know. Like,
it fits his character.
And yes, he's the new Han. He's that style guy. Yeah. I mean, Rey's Luke Skywalker. I mean, that's no big deal. 15, just General Hux. I don't know whether they don't like he died. I thought they actually used him well, being the spy.
Yeah, it made perfect sense that he was a spy because of his hatred towards Kylo. It made perfect sense because they actually fit in with the last movie. He was going to shoot him with a blaster when he was on the ground.
That's right.
But then he woke up, so he put his hand off. Yeah,
so I think that makes sense. And it's a good twist.
And he's the type of character that we didn't care. Like, I was like, when he got shot, I laughed.
because it's like that, like a jokey character.
Good.
And even the way he died was funny. He just shot across the room.
Yeah.
Number 16. The Force told those stormtroopers to rebel. So they're referring to the fact that Finn reveals that he felt something, as well as Gap-Toothed Horse Rider, that there was something they felt. In the first scene, basically, when... In The Force Awakens, when Finn's a stormtrooper and Kylo sort of looks at him.
Yeah, because he can sense something. Yeah.
I think they're explaining that, and this is the cop-out, easy, quick, explain everything moment, where all the Star Wars films are filled with coincidences and, as if that would happen, or they're on that planet at the same time as this person, or that fits together. I think they're just saying that that's the Force, it's fate, it's whatever, bringing these people together to save the universe.
So when Rey died, they actually showed Finn sensed it. Remember?
That's right, yeah.
So it's like he doesn't have the Force as such. But
I think he's sensitive to the Force, where he can feel...
Mm.
Like he knew every time she kept walking off, he was sort of knew what was happening. It's the Force. Everyone knows everything. It's good stuff.
Mm.
All right, so number 17, Ghost Luke.
Ghost Luke. Look,
Force Ghost Luke.
Why can't... Well, of course there's going to be a Force Ghost Luke.
We're going to have Force Ghost Luke. What are you doing? Like he was on a sitcom. Like he was Steve Urkel. I don't know. Like his delivery. I don't know what was. Did JJ go, I can make this funnier than you throwing a lightsaber away? I get the joke when he caught and he's like, you don't treat a lightsaber like that. Maybe he's making fun of himself. He was all right. Like, he was as good as any other Force ghost delivering some knowledge.
Yeah, they don't really do guidance. They don't do much.
I don't know. I don't understand the what Force ghosts can do. No. Like, they can lift X-Wings, you know, hit people with a stick, start a fire. Like, is that...
Reminds me of when in Empire Strikes Back when...
When Luke and Leia kissed.
Yep. When Yoda lifts out the X-Wing from the swamp for Luke.
Yeah.
And they have the same music playing as he lifts it up as when Luke did it.
The Smash Mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good when you go, oh, that was...
Yeah, I remember
takes
that.
Me back, it brings me back. So it was a good little scene.
It was good to see Luke back. All right, number 18, pretending Rose wasn't a main character. We'll skip that one. No, look, obviously...
What do you mean pretending she wasn't a main character?
Obviously, there was a lot of backlash with the actress and internet bullying and racism stuff, which we obviously don't agree with.
When was that?
After The Last Jedi. Like,
people, was it really?
Yeah, there was like... Just blasted her on the internet.
Why?
Right? I don't know, because people are pricks. Let's face
it. Yeah, but what was it racial?
Yeah, it was racial and whatever you want to... It was just a big thing, and I think she had to get off the internet. And
that's terrible.
So, exactly. So, and look, yeah, you could say in the film, they basically say, Rose goes, oh, I'm just going to stay here. Now, if you don't like the character, everyone would have said yes. I think you bloody shot like a T-shirt cannon up in the air and said, well, drinks are on me. Who wants the choc top? But I don't think... this movie didn't need her in it.
No. I never felt like she was one of the team as such.
Yeah, so...
She only really had a relationship with...
Finn. I didn't mind that relationship with Finn.
Yeah.
I think it's... There was something, because they obviously split up the characters, so each person needed a new group of characters. They didn't bring back DJ, Benicio Del Toro, which, obviously, why would you? Because his character really did nothing either. But I think JJ coming to and said, Ryan, I don't want your new toys.
Yeah.
I'll leave them here in this trash can where your film belongs. And unfortunately, because of the backlash, people are going to go, oh, you know, it's Disney agree with everyone. I don't think, look, R2-D2 got sidelined too. Maybe it was like saying, oh, hey, they'll have a go at Rose, but if we put R2-D2 there, they can't have a go at us. Maybe, you know what I mean? Who knows? But look, she wasn't in the film much and
I don't think
didn't really...
didn't bother. I didn't see... to be honest, I didn't walk out of there going, we didn't see Rose much.
You high-fived the audience. I think that's what you said. We didn't see Rose much. Yes!
No, I like her character, but
yeah.
I just don't think we really needed her. She's not one of the team, the group. And that's nothing to do with her as a person or actor.
Her story was kind of told, I guess, in The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I don't... Her story was an overarching story beginning Force Awakens. But here's another character. This is number 19. They've said Maz. Well, there you go. That's JJ's toy. He sidelined her because people didn't like Maz. Mm. I mean, that's what he did. Like, it's fan service, of course. He's going to give the people the Big Macs. He's not going to give you the fucking fillet of fish. All right? So, don't worry. There's so many characters that have been created in those first two films that didn't get a sniff.
We see them all. We see them all there. We don't need all of them to be in the whole movie the whole time.
Yeah, I know. Like
I actually don't mind the character, Maz. Look,
I think the character was alright. I think that the look of the character I didn't like the most. It was a weird CGI.
There's worse looking aliens.
Look at Baby Yoda.
Have you seen the stupid horn guy in Mando? The fuck is that?
Speaking of new aliens, what about Babu Frick?
Oh, yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. Babu Frick and the Cyclops Monkey just, you know, fixing things. Like, that's a show for Disney Plus. That's Maz. We discussed Maz, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 20 on the list of 20 worst things about Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
According to the rap.
And have we agreed with any of them, or we just...
I don't think we 100%. Have. I think they're all stupid things. Whoever wrote this...
Yeah, they didn't even mention the monkey Cyclops, mate. Like, and they're going after this stuff. All right, so number 20, Chewie gets a medal. Like, yes.
From Maz.
Or maybe they just hate Maz. Like, obviously the big, you know, that everyone knows he didn't get a medal in the first, you know, in A New Hope. And everyone's like, oh, he helped, you know, it's not fair. And he gets a medal, Leia's medal, obviously, after she passed away. Fans go, oh, that's a great thing. Like, that's...
Yeah, I thought it was... See, I didn't even know... I didn't pick up on that. And then you told me after the movie, and yeah. I went, oh, that's awesome.
Like, yeah, that's a cool
what
thing.
What a good little thing for the movie. And it was... and it makes sense that Maz did it. Yeah, she had the hots for Chewie.
Yeah.
And obviously, they go back a long time. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this person expected. What kind of movie did they want? If you leave a movie feeling as good as we did, they mustn't be Star Wars fans or something.
They mustn't be Star Wars fans or heroin addicts, because that's how we felt. But also in the love thing, obviously Maz banged Chewie, we assume. So is there anything else in the film that you think that wasn't touched on other than the Cyclops monkey or Finn yelling too much? What do you think? The setup of Palpatine, maybe. Like, I just wish it was innate.
I'm
not going to disagree with that.
I don't know what the army of things were when Palpatine was...
Oh, in the Sith room or whatever.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure what that was. I couldn't really see if they were people or... Yeah, I couldn't really tell what they were. So, I don't know. And that was never really explained what they were, I don't think, unless I missed.
I did like them finally. Like, we've seen sort of the Jedi side of things going into the Sith stuff. Like, it always seems like Sith, oh, they talk about it, but is it like, it's like the devil.
Mm.
You're never going to see it. I like that we go, yeah, all cards on the table. Here's some Sith gear.
Yeah, but there's nothing really. Like, we walked out of there thinking...
Like giddy schoolgirls.
Yeah, and we literally...
We just fell over.
We fell over.
All that giddy.
And said, there's not one thing I can complain about.
we told them that to the ticket guy.
Yeah, we said, mate.
Good job. We're not asking for a refund this time. I know we abused you last time when we watched Last Jedi, and we did punch the manager. But this time...
Thumbs up.
So, Jared, obviously you love Star Wars. It's your favorite thing in life. You have got Mace Windu's lightsaber tattooed on your lower
dick.
You do have two dicks.
Yeah. Let's just tell people. Lower dick, you said. Not.
Yeah, you've got two dicks.
Well, like a higher and a lower.
Well, that's what if I said it's a lower dick and a higher dick.
No, but I mean lower on your dick.
You do have the higher dick. Yeah, see, but Star Wars is your life. I mean...
Well, I wouldn't say Star Wars is my life. There's plenty of people out there that are a lot more...
You are wearing a baby Yoda nappy.
That's because I have issues with my bladder.
Two for your two dicks.
Look, obviously it's been something I've grown up with.
Yeah, but my question for that, is it over?
It said now I think it may be different for me because obviously Chewie's still in it, which is one good thing. They can keep Chewie
in it. Still alive, I guess.
Yeah, but... Obviously, they still had Han, Luke, Leia in this last one, right? So they've been in it.
I think they're gone. Like,
they're gone. That's it. They're gone.
That's it. Yeah.
So it's going to be different. It might not have as much of a nostalgia feel about it, the next trilogy. But
yeah.
I do think they've done well with the character. Like, they're all lovable characters. Oh. And you feel like you already. Obviously, we see more of them in this movie.
Yeah.
We only see a little bit of Leia, a little bit of Luke, and a little bit of Han.
Yeah.
But we love this movie.
Yeah.
And it feels. It still feels like, you know, it's part of the original.
Star Wars, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that they've warmed us up to these new characters enough.
That we're happy to see them again.
Without Luke, Leia and Han.
And I mean, like, to come, like, this is the thing, like... To come. it's not that easy, man.
This is the thing, right? To come, all right?
All right, you've got to rub this bloody sausage-like creature to completion. And then, we all know how to come, don't we? Yeah, well, so here's the thing, Jared. So to go from this huge thing that Star Wars is to many, many people, and to come in and go, all right, Force Awakens, we're starting with a new team.
Yeah.
Yes, using bits of nostalgia to get the people in.
Yeah.
But to instantly create something that's that, you know, exciting to fans and new characters, it's hard to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Almost impossible with the weight of Star Wars.
I think they're going to give the movies a rest now and go, fuck, we pulled that one off. JJ's going to say, well, I'm
about to spend this big fat check on spice. You know what I mean?
I think he's going to quit while he's ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to...
Now they can pretty much do whatever they want with the next story. But I think they're going to stick to the TV series.
We're going to have more movies. I mean, that's the cash cow, the big space cash cow that Luke once sucked on. when he was a moisture farmer himself. But...
We need to put our microphones in a rag together and just lower them into the dirt sand and say goodbye.
But do we say goodbye? How do we? So I'm gonna go with you on this.
Yeah.
We wrap them in a rag, the microphones.
Yeah.
Put them into the sand.
Yep.
And then we say goodbye.
Yeah. And to look, listeners.
Listeners, how will they hear us on an?
Hey, the Force. They'll
keep them plugged in.
The Force. Okay, they'll know that we said goodbye.
So, Jared, have we answered the age-old question that has been going on for the last couple of days? That Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is a good film, or is it not a good film? Can we answer it? I think we have answered it. But Jared, just to reaffirm, so at least two people agree, and that means we were right. Jared, tell me, is Rise of Skywalker a good film or not?
Great film, Adam.
It's a cracker. I'd have to say it's one of my favourite Star Wars films.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there, Adam.
Where is it? Is it top three for you?
Yeah, I reckon it would have to be up in the top three, Adam.
Yeah. Attack of the Clones 1 for you, obviously.
It's hard to put them in order.
Well, George Lucas found that hard too.
Yeah. So I'm not going to even try, but
yeah, it's up. I think
ignore all those negative reviews out there.
Ignore The Last Jedi and just sit back, relax, and pirate this film so you can watch it again. Just like the great man named after a slab of meat once said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, Jared.
I think people complain too much, though, these days.
Yeah, well, it gets the clicks, gets the views. That's why this podcast should be called I Hate Star Wars. Listen to this, nerd fucks. You know what I mean? Cost you how to free